Welcome back. My name is Femi Greaterheights. Welcome to the tech side of life. This is Talk Tech. It has really been a bumpy ride for Facebook from 2019, several sanctions, privacy concerns, a data breach from Cambridge Analytica from 2016, and the way they handled the 2020 as regards the US elections. And I think Facebook handled it well this year. Probably they've learned one or two things from life, from statistics, and from knowing that there is accountability and there is a system that is going to call you to book. Now, Facebook sometime last year announced that they were going to come up with a new cryptocurrency, and they called it Libra. It was not a Bitcoin stuff. It was just their own cryptocurrency, and seeing how they can unite currencies using Libra. So the name of the cryptocurrency is Libra, L-I-B-R-A. Now, alongside, Facebook developed a separate wallet that they call Calibra, C-A-L-I-B-R-A. Now, the whole essence of Calibra is to house Libra as your digital currency in your digital wallet and also use that wallet to make transactions online. That was the whole essence. Facebook tendered all of this to the US Congress. It tendered all of this to the lawmakers, tendered all of this to companies. And then we had companies like eBay, PayPal, Stripe, Visa, MasterCard, all coming together to support that particular idea. It was looking great, looking amazing. All of a sudden, the entire world started fighting it, saying that, oh, Facebook is not to be trusted. Facebook doesn't have good benchmark scores when it comes to trust, and these affected Facebook a lot as regards the Libra and the proposed unification of currencies. And some of the lawmakers actually thought that in their own opinion or in their own reasoning, and they feared that the Libra, that's the cryptocurrency, could compete with the US dollar. And you know, the US dollar is the benchmark of the world, and anyone that is holding the US dollar as a country do not want any other currency, methods, payments, or whatever standards to supersede the US dollars. That went over. There was a setback on Facebook, and the whole essence, if you go online, you are still going to see the Libra, you're going to see the platform and everything, and everything is supposed to be a separate division of Facebook. And that was what Facebook was trying to preach. We are not going to operate this as Facebook. We're going to operate this as a detached service, and it's going to have its own department. But all of that fell to deaf ears, and eBay pulled out, PayPal pulled out, Stripe pulled out, MasterCard pulled out, and it was going bonkers for Facebook. And I think Facebook took a backseat. Facebook thought about another thing and said, why don't we come again, but this time around let us use base currencies. Let us look for how we can first of all penetrate the market. That is my own thoughts. And they started testing the Facebook Pay, or some of you will call it the WhatsApp Pay. They started testing it in Mexico, and afterwards they took it over to Brazil, and things were going well for Brazil. And Brazil has already rolled out the Facebook Pay for it to be used in Brazil. That was around June 10, 2020. But guess what? Days later, the CBN and the banks, the commercial banks in Brazil, thought about it that, wow, if we continue like this, Facebook Pay or WhatsApp Pay is going to dominate us and it's going to send us out of the market. Probably they didn't understand the architecture of that. In June 23rd this year, the same year, that's just like 13 days later, Brazil reverted. Their central bank reverted and said, no, we are going to stop this because there was pressure from the banks saying that, no, we shouldn't allow this, we shouldn't do this, we shouldn't do that. And that affected Facebook, and Facebook looked at it that, what can we do again? So many setbacks around us. And Facebook decided to turn to their largest markets in the world, and that is no other than India. India as a whole has a total number of WhatsApp users to a tune of 400 million. Africa as a whole, which is a continent, has a total number of WhatsApp users just below 200 million. So India alone having 400 million WhatsApp users. It makes sense to be an approach for Facebook to try out the Indian market and see what can we make out of this Indian market. And they approached the India authorities and they approved 1 million testing area of coverage. Okay, we'll give you this 1 million tests using 1 million accounts. So Facebook started the testing in 2018. The whole idea was to see how it's going to work according to India, because not according to Brazil, because they are separate markets. In 2020, India approved for the service to be rolled out by Facebook. If you check very well, you're going to see Facebook Pay, but because Facebook is implementing it on WhatsApp, it is now called WhatsApp Pay. But the good news is the National Payments Corporation of India has given approval for WhatsApp to roll out the service up to 20 million accounts. I told you in 2018 it started, and this year it was approved, and they've given the approval for Facebook to scale up this payment system from 1 million, which was a test bed, to 20 million accounts. But you ask yourself, why is Facebook so targeting payments? That is because I've told you one time that Facebook is doing what Microsoft and Google have been doing, experimenting and putting their feet into big waters, hoping that they are not swallowed by the shark. Google has something called Google Pay, and guess what? In 2019 alone, Google Pay recorded 67 million monthly users. $110 billion worth of transaction is being carried out with Google Pay annually. So that shows you that there is something in payment system, and why you see Stripe doing so well, why you see Paystack being acquired by Stripe for $200 million, and you see Stripe doing so well, and you see PayPal doing so well, you see Flutterwave doing so well. These guys know the essence of payments. But the question is, when will Africa be ready for WhatsApp Pay? Now, it has been implemented in India. So many people have started using that service in India. And how does it work? It works in this simple way. Number one is that you're going to have the latest WhatsApp on your latest phone. So if you're using a very, very old phone, you might want to reconsider. And currently, this service is for only India. So if you have international number, is not going to work. Now, the first thing is that you have to have the latest WhatsApp. You're going to have the latest gadgets, your phone, your Android or your iOS, and you download your WhatsApp. And when you download your WhatsApp, you're going to link your debit card to your WhatsApp account. The next is you're going to verify your card, and all this process, you're going to be seeing it through the settings and the menu of WhatsApp. Now, verification could be via email, code sent to your email, or code sent through your banking app. So you can see Facebook is trying to work with the system. Now, a 6 digits will be sent to your phone, and you're going to enter those 6 digits. Afterwards, your card will be linked. Now, to make payment, if you're sending attachments to people on WhatsApp, you're going to see this pin button, more like a paper clip. Then when you click on it, normally we're going to see attach videos, attach documents and all of that. But the second option will no longer be that attach pictures or attach documents. It will now be payments. Now, when you click on that payment, you're going to enter the amount. Notice that this is launched in India, so it's going to be working with the rupees, which is the Indian currency. Just like you're sending an attachment, then sending the amount. But note, if you would travel to India and you want to use this service, for now, you cannot send more than 100,000 rupees at once per transaction. So you can only send 100,000 rupees at once. Then when you've entered that, you can now enter your 6-digit PIN for more verification and for more privacy to ensure that you are the one actually sending money. And from WhatsApp Pay to WhatsApp Pay, if I'm sending from WhatsApp Pay to WhatsApp Pay, it's going to be free. But if you're using that WhatsApp Pay to pay for a particular business, you went to a shop, or those of you that will be using WhatsApp for business, you know there's this catalog segment of WhatsApp for business, which makes this service actually cool, because this can be deployed to the catalog section of WhatsApp for business, such that if I am hosting my product on WhatsApp for business and I enter the prices, all Mr. B needs to do is to search for my business, go through my catalog, see the price, and pay using WhatsApp Pay or Facebook Pay, as the case may be. So if I am doing that between myself and another business, the transactional fee will now be 3.99% of your total amount. This looks cool, right? But you ask yourself that, when is it going to come to Nigeria? When is it going to come to Africa? Maybe it's going to come, maybe it might not even come. Why? Because our banking system here in Nigeria, I'm going to use Nigeria as a case study, is so tight, in which if there are innovations from outside the banking industry, it must be banking led. That means the telecommunications industry cannot just come up with a payment system and want to be detached. It has to be in a banking led environment or a banking led scenario. And there are so many policies and the whole idea of monopoly of our sector and all of that and all of that. This may fly, but not with this current system of operation. Newer innovations coming into the country will find a way of actually killing these ideas because of our approach. Look at Africa for a start. If that would even come to Nigeria, it might not even start from Nigeria. If it come to Africa, it could start from Rwanda or probably South Africa, or probably Kenya, as the case may be. Those are the things you have to keep in mind. And also, WhatsApp is not just working alone. This time around, they've learned. They're working with 5 banks in India. We have the ICICI Bank, we have the HDFC Bank, we have the Axis Bank, the State Bank of India, and the Jio Payment Bank. And which makes it cool because it looks so homely and it looks welcoming. Facebook is still dragging in law court, trying to file some lawsuits in Brazil to see if they can come back and continue their operations in Brazil. But I wish them all the best. And this is why I'm saying the future is actually now. It is not next year. Things are evolving, and you cannot grow beyond your level of technology, but that does not mean you cannot evolve to the level of technology as it should be. My name is Femi Greater Heights, and I'll be right back.